That's life. Ja, ze staan tegenover me, dit Engelse duo, Theo en Adam. Guys, welcome.
Hello.
Let me tell a little story in Dutch first. Volgens de mythe leerden ze elkaar kennen toen vrienden van Theo het aan de stok kregen met vrienden van Adam. En deze twee mannen hadden geen zin om te vechten en raakten aan de praat over muziek. En sindsdien maken ze muziek samen. I just told the story, which is a legendary story, of course, of your two friends groups fighting and you didn't feel like fighting, so you started talking music. Is that the myth or is it a true story?
That's how it happened.
The
reason you can tell it's true is because it wasn't a cool nightclub. It was a really horrible, terrible
nightclub. It was a shitty nightclub somewhere in Manchester, because you guys are from Manchester.
Yeah.
Manchester, I've been to Manchester once, which is a pretty rough environment. People are pretty, they know how to fight.
Yeah, they do. Men are passionate.
Passionate, that's the correct word. And if I look at you, quite distinguished two guys, are you real Mancunians or...
Wait until later.
Yeah.
Wait until later.
We need is one beer and we'll turn.
Brawl and fight after the gig. Okay. Let's talk music then. First single, Better Than Love. Now the single, Wonderful Life, here in Holland. What is it with your music? Because when I listen to it, it has this 80s, this big 80s feel, but it's also very 2010. How did you make that... era implemented in nowadays?
Well, I think it's for us it's pop music, and that's the thing, is we were only babies in the 80s, so we just kind of picked people like Depeche Mode or Tears for Fears, and then but then it was a lot more modern music that did that. I think that's what makes music exciting for people.
We tried to make a modern pop album. We want to make a retrospective.
Yeah, because you said you're only babies when you were in the 80s. What bands did you find in whatever a record store or on the internet? What music did you find at first from the 80s?
Well, like Theo says, Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
The thing that held us together at the beginning was Prince.
And Michael Jackson.
Prince and Michael Jackson, of course.
Of course.
But what I hear into these great orchestral kind of things, I hear a lot of OMD in your music. It's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark as well.
Well, there's little bits and bobs. I think one thing with the 80s is that people made pop music on their own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that seems to be missing a little bit, is pop music, especially American pop music, all seems to sound the same.
Yeah.
And that's not what pop music's about. It's about being individual.
Varieties.
And that's what we always wanted to do, is just do it in our own way and hope that people liked it.
There's a lot of electronics and synthesizers involved in your music, but how do you write the songs? Do you write the songs on a piano or guitars or what?
This album, all of the songs were written just the two of us in a dark room, and we look at each other in the eyes and something will happen or it won't.
If it doesn't happen, we just go home.
Then you have to translate it into a certain style of music.
Well, it's important they start in the most simple way, because that's where you get all the emotion from. So on a piano, and then the months and months that it spends doing all the electronics.
The years.
There it is.
The
E word. It's an emotional record. It's short stories. Wonderful Life is a very nice story, noir maybe. Mm. It's sad and it's positive at the same time.
Yeah, I think that what that is that's why we call it happiness.
Yeah.
It's because it's about trying to find happiness, which is, when we started the band, we were very unhappy. Like, we were unemployed, we had no money, and that whole, the transition from there to where we are now, we get to come around the world, and when we finished our album, we were finally happy.
Yeah.
And it was, I think the journey towards that was, there's a lot of hope in it, but it was also quite sad, so maybe that's why. And also, we had a boring life. We couldn't even afford to go. We couldn't even afford to go to the pub.
So you had to stand outside and fight.
So we sat in this horrible apartment, and we had to write these songs to help us escape. I think it's important in music.
Well, you've made it to Amsterdam, and I just spoke to you, Adam, and you said, "Well, I'm very glad to be in Amsterdam, because you're a great football fan, and you're a great fan of our Amsterdam football club, Ajax."
I love Ajax.
Yeah.
My favorite Ajax period was.
Jongens, hallo, je staat hier in Amsterdam, dat kun je niet maken hoor, dit! Gosh!
I love Ajax, I love the 90s, Dennis Bergkamp.
Yeah, the great Ajax period.
Mark Overmars,
Kluivert.
Yeah, but I mean, we over here, not to talk about football for the rest of the afternoon, but we here, we always look at clubs like, well, Manchester United, Man City and Liverpool and those kind of clubs. But you look at Ajax.
Yeah, well, I'm a United fan as well.
Okay.
Ajax and United.
Your single, was it Wonderful Life, which was remixed by Arthur?
It was, yeah.
It was, but yeah, by Arthur Baker, who also worked with New Order. New Order, big, well, that was when Joy Division split up and then New Order came, there was some, there was really something. What did you learn from him as being a real 80s producer?
It's funny because the first time we met Arthur Baker, we went for a beef burger.
Really?
He knows how to pick a good beef burger, Arthur Baker. The one thing that was interesting for us, though, is that it wasn't necessarily that the New Order period that we liked. It was the stuff he did before, the kind of the hip-hop stuff, the Afrika Bambaataand stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which was, and that was, we figured it might be just, it might be worth asking somebody, like we did with Kylie. We just asked.
And it just, and it managed. Just, and it's on the album. There's a duet with Kylie Minogue on your album.
Yeah, which was as much of a shock for us as anyone else, because we just wrote a letter that said, "Hello, Kylie, we're hurt.
Cool.
Would you like to sing on this song?" And then she just said,
"Yes.
Good day, it's Kylie, I'll do it."
Good day also, yeah. Good day, of course, it's okay. Guys, thank you very much. I would like you to go over to our stage and start playing your beautiful music. And
Cheers.
We'll talk later.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.